on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Workers at Umdoni Municipality in southern KZN say urgent intervention is needed to save it from collapse. They staged a picket yesterday. Representatives from their unions, SAMU and IMADU, also met with the municipal manager, Thabisile Ndlela. SAMU's Xolani Shinga says the workers have tabled a list of 27 demands, which include questions about the qualifications of senior managers.
The road department has collapsed. They finished the road department. There is no tools of trade, no trucks, no tractors, because they put this consultant to run that department. It is outsourced completely. The worker, they said, enough is enough. They must do away with the consultant and then procure the tools of trade in the municipality, because there are necessary skills to deal with roads in the department.
Shinga says the municipality is expected to table its response next week. It's all hands on deck to clean up the storm-ravaged Margate and other parts of the south coast. Rescue and mop-up operations have continued this afternoon after the heavy rains lashed Renkonyeni, Umzumbe and Mdoni on Sunday evening into Monday. Five people have been killed and there's extensive damage caused to homes, businesses and infrastructure. 250 millimetres of rain was recorded at Margate Airport. Ugu spokesperson Francis Zama.
Today mainly was to clean up the areas and be able to open up in terms of traffic that goes through the areas, and also identify the extent of damage. And today we also deployed our engineers to also conduct estimations of the cost.
Zama says technicians are also working to restore power where it was knocked out.
Eskom was in the city trying to restore power to some of the areas and also try to disable some of the power lines, because you'll recall that when the storm took place, there were some power lines of which were being destroyed, and also those power lines were needed to be secured.
There's a warning: escalation of conflict in the Middle East risks pushing up global food and energy prices. The International Monetary Fund forecasts global output will grow by 3.2% this year. It's a slight upgrade from its previous report in January. And Donald Trump has returned to a New York courtroom where jury selection is underway in a case that will decide whether or not he's guilty of criminal charges. Dozens of people were dismissed yesterday after saying they didn't believe they could be fair. Many others have yet to be questioned. The former U.S. president has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records as part of an alleged effort to cover up a sex scandal during the 2016 presidential campaign. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpatlen.